WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. I see our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad is with me this morning. He will be joining me, inshallah, shortly. I want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Ismail and Company. And I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome, of course, our beloved engineer, Brother Bonface, and let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Senior Ustad on this beautiful Tuesday morning, part one, between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, part one, and of course, part two, Wednesdays, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. 084-786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132, and of course, international overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. Of course, before I welcome Ustad, inshallah, into our program, maybe perhaps Ustad should just tell the listeners, a lot of listeners want to know, how do they get the Markaz Sahaba decoders? Let's welcome our Ustad. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Thank you very much to our brother Bonface and our brother Yusuf Asmal Day in Springs. Jazakallahu khairan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Three announcements I have to make. Number one is this: those of you, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, if any one of you wants the Markaz Sahaba decoders, so mashallah, now you can listen to Sirius FM as well on the decoder. So you can contact us, we have here in stock, you can contact me personally, 071-888-1184, or you contact our receptionist, and that is our brother Suleiman Esop, and the number there, our landline number, 011-854-1929. So inshallah, that is how you can, let me just confirm that number there, inshallah, we will check the number up again, and inshallah, I'll mention it just now. Then the second one is that those of you who are in Durban and you want the decoders, so inshallah, you can contact. Okay, here's the landline number, 011-854-2990. Sorry about that, it was just 011-854-2990. So 011-854-2990. So that is the number, inshallah. And in second, if you want the in Durban, then you contact our Markaz Sahaba studios there. Moana Khalid is there. Our brother Dawood Monli is there. And Hafiz Hussein Wadi also, you can contact him, inshallah. So that's in Durban. And if you want there, you can go to the Ansar Bookstore and Media Center. So mashallah, you can purchase it from them as well. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy. And in that way, it's for one decoder. Remember, it is 600 rand. And if you want, you know, 650 rand, it is for one decoder. And if you want a whole box, then it is 6,000 rand for 10 units, and that will be 600 rand each for 10. And that is 10 units in that box there, so 6,000 rand. And if you want one decoder only, then 650 rand. That's the price of it. Then, so this first announcement. Second announcement is this, that if a person wants to receive the daily nasiha and our podcast and our news and all that, so you must remember that these are the steps you have to follow. Number one, that you go to the Play Store. There you will find an app, the Telegram app, Telegram. And in that Telegram app, remember, you will find that you install it, and then inshallah, after you install it, then you look for our link, and if you want our link there, then you contact me again, 071-888-1184, and then you subscribe, and then all our material you will get inshallah. I see many people, alhamdulillah. We need to thank Salahuddin and his family, mashallah. They're helping us, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala reward them for dunya wal akhirah. So that is how you will receive the daily nasiha and podcast and everything. Play Store and Telegram, install, and then get the link and subscribe, inshallah. Third one, I just received it now. Last week sometime, the Shias wrote me an open letter and said that I got no right to call them and say they're out of the fold of Islam and so forth and so on. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Almighty Allah, we praise Him alone. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafidhahullah, Desai Sahib of Majlis. So he responded to them, I just received it now, and I sent it to the Telegram. So if you are on Telegram, you will find it. And if anybody wants the response, then just contact me, 071-888-1184, and we will send it out to all and sundry, inshallah. We must remember that we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we must be very clear that the Shias are out of the fold of Islam, and they have nothing to do with Islam. Imagine people swearing, cursing. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu, and so many thousands of Sahaba. So therefore, we say when people know all this, and yet we are not saying that they are non-Muslim, it's a huge, huge disservice to Islam, for which we will be responsible by Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the year after. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq.
13 minutes after 11 South African time, I want to welcome once again the listeners. Of course, you are tuning in to the Bliss of Marriage. If anybody wants the decoders, you heard our beloved senior ustad, 011-854-2990. Contact our beloved Haji Suleiman Esop, 011-854-2990. And of course, if anybody wants the daily nasiha, you just need to get hold of our beloved ustad, 071-888-1184. A listener says, ustad, we welcome once again Merkez Sahaba team. I want to know, they say that it is true that it is haram for a woman to drive. What is the masla, ustad? According to the Arabs, it's not, ustad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that when we want to discuss any issue, we look at Quran Sharif, we look at the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see what the fuqaha and the jurists have to say. Remember to say that the Indians or the Arabs or the Chinese, that is not dalil in Islam. I'll answer that as well just now. Let us see what the Quran Kareem states. Almighty Allah states, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, that women, you must stay in your homes. That is called hijab bil buyut. That you women, your place is at home. And remember the day we started taking out our women from our houses, that is where more and more fitna came about. And therefore, Quran Kareem teaches us, and if you have to leave your home, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى, then do not expose your beauty like they used to do in the previous ages and generations. Surah number 33 and verse 33. So very easy to remember, chapter 33, verse 33. That's one issue. Second issue, you must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahadith, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a woman leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَّطِّرَةٌ, and she has applied the itar and all these type of things, perfume, then remember that she and فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, she passes the men and so forth, فَهِيَ زَانِيَةٌ, then she is just like an adulteress. This is an authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, so we should try and understand these issues here. Next one, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a woman leaves a home and all that, إِسْتَشْرَفَهَا الشَّيْطَانِ, the shaitan will make people look towards her and so forth and so on. So when, now I'm asking you, when you are driving and so forth, then 80% of the women will be driving, they won't have any hijab or niqab or whatever. So how can that be permissible, first thing? Second thing is this, that our mothers now is like a taxi running. Go to school, go to madrasa, come back from school, come back from madrasa, all these type of things. So where is the need there? The owner's responsibility is on the husband. He could have hired a driver or somebody, or you could have a lift club or whatever. So that also does not work. Third one, you spoke of the Arabs. I don't know which Arabs you are. Maybe the shopkeepers or something. If you're speaking of their scholars, I have their fatawa by me. Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah, who was the Grand Mufti, who I met personally on several occasions. And remember Sheikh Salih bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah. These were the great scholars of the past and all. We met all of them, alhamdulillah. Openly remember their fatawa and verdict is that it's not permissible for the women to drive. That siyaqul mar'a, siyaqatul mar'a, that the woman driving and so forth. So therefore, we must not just make blanket statements like that and say that the Arabs say. We have their fatawa documented and written by them. So therefore, we say it is not permissible, remember, and especially in this day and this age. You take South Africa. How many people today, I can give you the radio station also. They said more than 100 women, SAFM, I was hearing breakfast time, I said, let me just hear what they got to say. More than 100 women per day in South Africa are getting raped. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. More than 100 women per day are getting raped in South Africa. So, and you telling me that we must give women permission, they can go here, go there. So are we not setting up ourselves? So think properly what we are doing. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Only Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us, and He Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is the most merciful one to show mercy.
So Ustad, it says here that we work all our lives to be happy. Yet when we marry, all our happiness is gone. How do we choose the correct marriage partner? Anonymous sister Ustad.
Again, we must be very careful in making general sweeping statements like that you were happy there by your parents and so forth, because you were carefree, your mother was doing everything, your father was paying for everything, and now when you got married, now it's a life of responsibility. So let us go to the first point. You be honest, now you're 18, 20, 23, 25, 29, 30, whatever. And now 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 boys come, you know, samosa run, as they call it. So they come and see you. What is your criteria for the selection of the spouse? Be honest about it. So the most important thing in today's society will be, what is the financial status of the boy? Is he rich? Is he well-to-do? What is his family? Are they well-to-do? We made that priority number one. Whereas indeed the hadith in Mishkat Sharif Musnad Ahmad that you're supposed to look at limaliha, that you look at the wealth, so wali jamalia, you look at the beauty, wali hasabia, you look at the rank and status, and then the most important, wali deeniha, you look at the deen, the piety, the character, the belief structure of that girl, of that boy. You can't go getting married to a Shia, you can't go get married to Qadiani, Ahmadi, you can't marry Aga Khani. So these people with corrupted beliefs and so forth. So we need to be very, very clear on all these type of issues there. So we must make deen our first and foremost priority. So that will be the foundation. You know Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, Rahimahullah, these were giants. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu made his tahniq, and when Sayyidina Umar inserted the date in the mouth of Hasan Basri, Rahimahullah, he was born in Medina Munawwara. He made this dua, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Oh Allah, give him the profound. Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him the profound understanding of deen. Wa habibuhu ila nas. And make him beloved to humanity and people. What did he say? He said that when I get my daughters married, I look for the quality of taqwa, piety in my son-in-law. If things work out, is coolness for my eyes. And if things don't work out between my daughter and my son-in-law, the taqwa, the true piety, will prevent him, that son-in-law, from making zulam and oppressing. From making zulam and oppressing my daughter, that taqwa will be a preventative measure for him. So imagine. But we don't think like that today. So that is why we have artificial things to look at, and that doesn't last, and then you find all the scopskit and donor, we find all the rows and ructions going on between husband and wife, between daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law. So we need to, otherwise marriage is beautiful. For Quran says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. When you embrace your wife embraces you. There is sukoon, there is peace, there is tranquility. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. And Allah will bring the love. You wanted to lead a pure and a chaste life, then remember you marrying. So the lady is a stranger to you, and you are a stranger to him. And what happens? Allah brings the love. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah brings the mercy, compassion. Husband thinks about how much sacrifices this darling, sweetheart, poppy wife made. And how much she thinks that this husband made so many sacrifices. So that is Surah Rum, chapter number 30 and verse number 21. So that is how you will obtain the true happiness. Every day I receive queries, today also. I'm in an unhappy marriage. What must I read? So you know every time I tell you, read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such offspring and children that are the coolness of the eyes. And remember, start ta'lim. Every day, 1-2 ayats of the noble Quran, few ahadith in your home, so that will bring the nur, the rahmah of Allah in your house. Your house will become a home, and your home will become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, and serenity.
Ustad Boxburg says that, Muftisab, my one son bought a house for me, one son. I am 75 years old. How do I add this house in my will? Because I have four sons, Ustad.
You must remember when your one son gave it to you, so now you have 2-3 options in this case here. That one is you can give it to your wife during your lifetime. Second one is you want to give it back to your son, and then you tell him that, you know, it's his house. If he wants, he can keep you all day rental free and so forth. So that's also an option. Third one, you must remember that if you leave it in your name and now you pass away, so your wife will then inherit 12.5% in that house. And I don't know how many daughters you have, but if you don't have daughters, then the residue, the remainder, 87.5%, will go to the four sons. And if you have daughters, let's say you have one daughter, then that residue, remainder, after the wife takes a share, that will make 6 shares, 4 shares. So not for 6 shares, you will make 9 shares. So you will make 8 shares for the four sons and 1 share for the daughter. So it just depends. If you give us all the heirs, then we will tell you, inshallah, so how it will work out. So all this I told you, one, you give it to your wife, the whole house now, during your lifetime. Or you want to give it back to that son as a gift, so that's fine, you can do that as well. And third one, you must remember that you leave it as status quo remains, then wife will inherit 12.5%, and if you got four sons only, then they will inherit, all of them will inherit equally. And if you got daughters as well, child, let's just say one daughter, then you make 9 shares, 2 shares for the 4 sons, so that's 8, and 1 for the daughter. So that is how your different options, you see which one is the best one for you.
The sister says, I am happily married, Mufti Sahab, for 3 years now. So when does the happiness end after hearing of so many divorce cases? Anonymous Ustad.
You must never be negative. You must always be positive in the mercy of Allah. Anything can happen anytime. But we beg, we cry, we petition Allah. We go wrong also sometimes. So you must remember. So we go back to the musalla. We go back to our dua. So what do we say? Surah 7 verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. You know, you go to the falls. You go here, Zimbabwe, Victoria Falls. You go America, Canada, Niagara Falls. The Canadian one is much, much better. So, Niagara Falls. If you go to Brazil and Argentina, Iguazu Falls. So, we've been to all with Allah's help. So, mother, sister, so you go there, you want the splashes of the water to touch you, fall on you. So yeah, we want Allah ki taraf se rahmat ke chinte par jai. We want that Allah Ta'ala splashes His mercy upon us. That is what we are begging, asking Allah. Then we read Asma'ul Husna, Surah 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has commanded the Muslims, invoke and call Allah by His beautiful names. Did you read the 99 names of Allah today? Read it daily. And if you read it, Bukhari, Tirmidhi, Sharif's hadith, Man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah, then you enter Jannah and Paradise. You by heart it, you read it, Alhamdulillah. Read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. And if we go wrong, we commit sins and so forth, we beg Allah, Rabbana, Zalamna, Anfusana, Wa illam taghfillana, Wa tarhamna, Lanakunanna min al-khasirin. And in that way, Almighty Allah forgives us. So always dua and have that fear of Allah, give our charity daily, and you will see Allah Ta'ala will keep you happy, keep your children happy. In life there will be challenges, there will be, but all that, remember, Allah's help will come at all times, all places, inshallah.
The brother says, Mufti Sahab, this is from Rainsford. He says, I hear you, Mufti Sahab, about women not driving. My wife does not drive, nor does she have a driver's license. Can I put my car on her name to avoid speeding tickets to come on my record, as I have been banned from driving? Anonymous brother, Rainsford Ustad.
So if you put it on your wife's name, what will happen? So you will still be driving, and now the tickets will come on her name, and then the police will come there, and they will say that now that she is guilty, and that they'll catch up with you. So then there will be bigger court case and so forth. Then you will be dragging your wife to the court, you will be dragging your wife to the lawyers, all these type of things. So remember, man ghashana falaysa minna, who deceives us is not of us. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So why did they ban you? That is the question. Maybe you were driving 180, 200. Maybe you were driving and you took some, Allah knows what, drugs or alcohol or what. Allah don't knows. So you must remember this. So therefore they put a restraining order on you. You can't drive and whatever you. So Allah alone knows. I'm just thinking out of my head that, you know, that why will they say that? So brother, I would never advise you now that you bring your wife into the picture. So you turn and say, mashallah, that I will change into a better person and so forth. And in that way there, then you write a nice letter, you know, asking them for compassion and so forth. Maybe they'll remove all that, inshallah.
I see the sister says, Mufti Sahab, that her husband is shy to send a message on the bliss of marriage. So she says that I will do it for one for a change. And she's from South Africa. She would like to remain anonymous. She says, Mufti Sahab, my hubby and I are big gamblers, and we admit we are wrong. We lost our home and kids. We were advised to divorce each other and marry spiritual partners to change our lives, or else we will continue supporting each other in this sin. Is this correct? Please help me. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
You know, you're admitting and confessing that, remember, that gambling is haram. And remember, what you are saying is exactly mentioned in the Quran. Always you want to solve a problem, go to the Quran, my sister, my brother. And I'll read the verses for you. Now see what price you had to pay. You lost your home, you lost your children, all these type of things. So I read for you now. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر. The Shaitan's motive intention is to cause amongst you the hatred, enmity. Internally, externally, you will have hatred and you will have, you know, that rancor and hatred and everything, enmity for one another. Fil khamri wal maisri, when it comes to alcohol and when it comes to gambling. Wa yasuddakum an dhikrillah, and it will prevent you from remembering Allah. Wa anis salah, and it prevents you from reading salat on time. Fa hal antum muntahun, will you stop now? So that is the question. You, I call you the husband Abdullah, I call you the wife Amatullah. We all are slaves of Allah. So male slave and female slave, Abdullah, Amatullah. Allah is posing the question to me. Allah is posing the question to you. You went through it and you saw that the worst type of results and consequences. So Allah is posing the question, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 91. Will you stop? And if you take the previous verse, Allah says, فَجْتَدِبُوا, abstain from it, this gambling, alcohol, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, then you'll be successful. So you have to stop. Remember, all this business, alcohol addiction, gambling addiction, all that is a non-starter, no-brainer as far as Islam goes. Because if we want to stop, we can stop. But because now we like that environment, no, shaitan comes and he makes waswasa. Try, you'll win. And for real, one time you win, but 50 times, 100 times you lose. And you went through all that. Now what a price you are paying. So you have to stop. Nobody can change your life unless you want to change. Second one, I don't understand what you're saying. You must get married to a spiritual partner. What is that you have to divorce one another and get married to a sheikh and all that? There's no such thing in Islam. You, your marriage, both of you are guilty. Both of you have to sort it out. And both of you have to make sincere tawbah. And if you are really sincere, then Almighty Allah will give you the tawfiq that you change for the better. But if you are not sincere, then Almighty Allah will let you lose everything. Maybe you have a little bit still, but then you will lose that also. So it's in your interest, oh brother, oh sister, that you must say, chapter closed, no more casinos, no more gambling, and we will tell people the harm of it, so that we could prevent people from going to these casinos and haram places. So that is how you should think. Cry to Allah daily and make sincere tawbah, and your marriage will flourish, and then things will work out. Otherwise, remember, one thing will go to another, gambling, alcohol, does that, and this, it will, you'll lose everything. Allah forbid. May Almighty Allah protect us.
Ameen, summa ameen. The sister from Sarat Ukhra says, Ustad, that I like Mufti Sahab for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how did Mufti Sahab know that I was going to marry the Sheikh, a spiritual partner, Ustad?
Remember, these are not sheikhs. They want to take your iman away and they will use you for their own ulterior motive. Therefore, I tell you, these sheikhs today, I don't say all, but many of them, their eyes are not on your heart. They want to connect the heart of the husband, the man, to Allah. Their eyes are on the pocket, or that is there covering the heart. How much money you can get out from your husband, how much money you can get out. And when his woman, his eyes are not on connecting your heart to Allah. He wants to connect you to himself, and he will take you, use you, and then dump you also. So how many incidents will you? Just cut off all ties from this type of people. You must remember, they have hidden agendas and ulterior motives. Simple, you got the Quran Sharif, you have the Sunnah Mubarakah, and you have so many ulama and so forth, and you get people here like us on the radios, we don't know who you are, and it's fine with us, it's better for us. So in a case like that, you have problems, you ask us the questions, we give you the answer. So you stay married, both of you make tawbah and change for the better. You were through thick and thin in the haram, now you go through thick and thin in the halal as well, and Allah will grant you barakah and blessing.
One more question, Ustad, and inshallah we will be going for an ad break. It says here, Mufti Sahab, my husband abuses me badly. I am in hospital with 60% brain damage. Can I end my life here in hospital by raking overdose? ulama says, I don't have enough proof of abuse, so I can't divorce him. What should I do? My daddy and brothers has lost total respect for the ulama. Ustad, anonymous.
Remember, this is a three-part question. Number one, and I'm a great person to advocate this. Not great person in that meaning there. Mm-hmm. I advocate this greatly, put it that way. That whenever that a woman is being battered, hit and assaulted by her husband, so I really champion this cause that you women must not take this lying down. You must go straight to the police, leave the ulama, leave the jamiats, leave me, leave everybody. What can we do? We have no authority. So you must remember, go straight to the police, lay a charge of assault, let them lock him up. He must first spend one weekend, one few days in prison, he'll come out straight like a miswak. So we must remember these things here. So that is the problem. I'm telling you, because some husbands make so much zulam. Now if the lady got brain damage 60%, so what you speaking about that we don't have proof and all these type of things. So that is sufficient grounds for fasakh. The ulama can then overrule and they can annul that marriage. It's a straightforward issue. So you don't have to even ask for talaq, and that if the husband doesn't want to give talaq, and a husband like this, not end your life, sister. Justice must prevail. Even now, you must tell your family members to lay a charge of assault against him, the husband, and they need trunk to. He must go to prison. That is what is the Islamic solution. There is no such thing that in Islam a woman must stay in a marriage, get battered, get assaulted, and be used, you know, as a, you know, in boxing they have that boxing bag. So now you use her as a boxing bag. So that is not acceptable in Islam. And when you see this happening, you tell your husband that you want talaq, so you are justified. He doesn't give, you go to the ulama, any organization you have confidence in, and you say, but you can't make statement like that all the ulama, that's also wrong. So you must remember that maybe some ulama felt Allah knows best what was their reasoning, but you say you want a fasakh, annulment of marriage, so remember you have 100% valid grounds in this instance here, but you must lay a charge against the husband. That is my advice to you.
22 minutes to 12. The sister says, my daddy is apologizing, Ustad, listening to the program right now on the bliss of marriage. To all the listeners out there, we're going inshallah for an interval. When we come back, we will inshallah continue with the bliss of marriage. Don't go away. Stay tuned.